For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The Shelby County Health Department has had a rough week. At vaccination sites, people were lined up, sometimes for hours. Others were turned away. And while apologies were made, attentions have turned to the national supply problem. Vaccines make their way from the federal government to the state government and then to local governments. And here in Tennessee, questions have risen about some of those middlemen. With us again today is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. It's always good to be with you.
Well, Otis, you know, the media looked at some of the numbers from the state health department and found that Shelby County might not be getting its fair allotment of vaccines from the state. This caused the city council to pass a resolution this week to bypass state government to get more doses directly from the federal government. So let me start by asking you, Otis, should people in Shelby County be skeptical about the fair distribution of vaccines statewide?
Well, whether they should be or not, they will be. The distrust between residents of Memphis, especially, but Memphis and Shelby County, regarding this state administration's concern about Memphis is pretty deep. This is a matter of life and death. And so it is important for everybody to be on the same page, to be accurate with the information, and to dispel any notion that especially people in Memphis and with the highest African-American population, which is most vulnerable here with this COVID, it is important for everybody to make sure that Memphis is not being mistreated here.
Well, looking at where we are with the vaccines at this point, let me get Professor Otis to offer some grades. Let's start at the top. The Biden administration, lots of big promises right here at the get-go.
Because it's still early and there have been some specific things done just in optics, I give them an A. And that's not a political grade here. That's an actual indication that they are trying to do things totally different from the previous administration to show that there's seriousness here in the White House about the virus. So I give them an A.
And now Tennessee Health Department.
A C, because I think they're just doing the average thing. They've had a lot of fits and starts throughout this pandemic. And the fact that they even allowed this issue to fester here where there was this distrust in Shelby County, the onus is on them to be even more transparent. I give them a C.
And this week, the Shelby County Health Department, even with its problems rolling out the vaccines, what grade would you give the Shelby County Health Department?
Well, I give them a C as well. Early on, I thought that the Shelby County Health Department had done a really good job of communicating. But this week, their grade got pulled down. The fact that people showed up and were in line in vehicles for hours and then were turned away. And plus their website is a convoluted mess. Can't understand it. So yeah, I think I'm being generous by giving them a C.
Well, last week when we talked, we did not get a chance to address Mayor Jim Strickland's State of the City speech. You know, this is usually when mayors take victory laps, but really this is a pretty bad year for everybody in the city. One thing he talked about, though, was dealing with the record high murder rate here. And this isn't just his problem. This is a nationwide pandemic problem with high murder rates everywhere. But he talked about creating this new city program aimed at crime intervention. How would you describe this idea and how do you think it would work?
Well, you're asking a difficult question there of me, Chris, because I've read accounts of this, one account more than once, and I just don't know how a task force, if you will, that's run by someone who is politically affiliated with the mayor, as capable as she may be, and we're talking about Joy Tuliatis, who used to be the juvenile court clerk, I just don't know how it would be successful in trying to reduce the number of homicides in this city. I applaud him for at least talking about it, but there needs to be some more clarity here as to exactly what this effort is going to do and how it's going to do it.
Well, finally, I think the best part of the mayor's speech was this announcement of injecting millions of dollars into major improvement projects around the city in the next few years. What was the reception to that?
Oh, I think that one was very well received. And plus, he says, you know, the money is available to do that because they have been pretty prudent and cost effective in other ways, and they have the capability to do it. I think it was very well received.
Well, so what grade would you give the mayor for his stewardship of the city during this pandemic?
I would give him a B. He had one of the toughest jobs in 2020 with the economic situation in Memphis, with trying to keep the city functioning economically as best he could, but also putting public safety at the forefront. I think he did a pretty good job, so I give him a B, and maybe even a B plus.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about local politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.